Be'ez Hashem Mitzvah, we begin Perek Shneim Asa, the 12th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Chiyus and Laws of Rentals in the Sefer Mishpatim Book of Judgments. We continue the theme of the previous Perakim regarding that of when we hire a laborer, a certain type of a rental, you're like renting a person, specifically regarding that the worker could eat from the growths of the thing that he's working on. Adrami gets Halacha Aleph regarding the permission of the worker to eat according to biblical law. So Hapoilim worker Shein Oisin Bedava, that they're working on something, Shegedulim in Arts, which grows from the ground, and the work has not yet been finished, whether it's detached or attached. Now their activity is related to the finishing up of the work. On the employer, there's a commandment that he should leave, should allow the workers to eat, but what they're working at. Like it says in the pasuk in the bottom, it says, you're going to come into your friend's vineyard, etc. It says, you're going to eat grapes as your desire. And because it says over there, you're going to come into your friend's standing grain, and it says, you're going to take and roll those kernels in your hand. Which these parashas are said regarding the eating of a worker who's doing what's attached to the ground. Regarding detached, we learn out from the fact that it says, by a shor, leisafsim shavadish, you're not going to muzzle the ox when he's threshing, which is detached. We learn that the same thing is for a human being. Now, Epiashim Olamda from tradition, they learned, she'ina kasam adaber, this pasuk that's saying that you're allowed to walk into your friend's field and eat, that's talking el besachar, only by a hired laborer. Because if he didn't hire him, mi hitir loy, who permitted this person, she'ila beken re'eu, that he should come into his friend's vineyard, or become a shalai to come into his standing grain field, she'ila mitad without permission and eat. What the pasuk is saying, when you're coming into the domain of the employer to do work, that's when teichel, that's when you could eat. But what's the difference between someone who's working with someone that's detached or someone that's working with something that's attached? Because someone who's working with someone that's detached, he could eat from that item up until the work is not yet finished. But once the work is finished, he's not allowed to eat anymore. In contrast, if someone's doing work on something that's attached, like harvesting the grain or for the grapes, he doesn't eat only when he actually finishes his work. Like when he harvests the grapes. And he puts it in the basket until he fills it up. Then he empties out the basket to another place. And again, and again he goes back, he harvests again, he fills it up. In those cases, he doesn't eat only up until after when he fills up the basket. That's the Gemara Avaida. Then he eats. Now, however, although that's the primary halacha of nehashav avid l'balam, but because of returning the lost objects to its owner, which essentially means to say we don't want the workers to be wasting time from their work to sit down after they filled up the basket, now they're sitting down to eat, because now he's not working at the same time. Amacham, the sages said, although it's not the biblical halacha, but the Rabban instituted that the workers should eat when they're going from row to row, ubechazirasim nagas, when they were coming back from the pressing of the grapes. So although from the primary halacha they don't eat because they're not doing malacha at this time, the employer prefers to do this way that the rabbis instituted. And the reason why this is, we don't want them to just stop working and sit down eating, which according to biblical law they're allowed to. Rather, they eat as they're middle doing work when they're going from one road to another one, and therefore they're not going to be wasting time from doing their work. Halacha Gimel continues on certain limitations of this permission in situations, let's say, when it's going to take them away from a lot of work or when they're taking it home. So someone is losing a lot of time from work, which we only let you temporarily stop work. But if someone's totally stopping to work, and is just eating, or he's eating not at the time when it's the time of the finishing of the work, which we said the heter is only for at the time of Gemara Malacha, so this person, this worker would be violating a negative prohibition, like it says in the pasuk, that the sickle he shouldn't lift up, etc. Which, from tradition, they learned, it means as long as engaged in the harvest, he should not lift up the sickle for his own eating. Anything that's similar to those things, if it's not exactly included in what the primary characteristic of the heter, there's a negative prohibition of taking to eat. And to a worker, let's say he takes in his hand from what he made, what he worked on. Or let's say he takes more than what he's eating, and he gives it to others. Or the Balesa says, while in negative prohibition, like it says in the pasuk, that to your vessel you should not put, I mean, the Torah does not give any rights to the worker to take for later to put into his vessels. Now, but in looking at Shnei Lavanel, we don't get lashes for these two negative provisions of Chemish Leisanef, which is not working or eating not at the time of the Gemara Malacha, which is when he's doing the Ketzidur, he's not finished yet, he can't take the sickle for himself, or the other pasuk of Kelich Leisit, don't put into your pockets, into your vessels. You don't get lashes for these two prohibitions. Shem Achel Oyhoilich, because if he does eat, or he does take it home, Chayv L'sham, it's stealing, he has to pay back. And the halacha is, whoever pays, doesn't get lashes. Halacha Dalet continues regarding what type of work gets this right of eating. So if someone is milking an animal, of a mechabit, so turning it into butter, of a megabit, turning it into cheese, Ein Oichel, doesn't eat from that product. These are not things that grow from the ground. And just like the biblical case is threshing, which something that grows from the ground, even if it's not attached right now, only then does the worker eat, but not things that, like from an animal that doesn't grow from the ground. Hamanakish. Also, if someone's hoeing, some type of like a digging, or like plowing, bibitzalim b'shumin, by onions and with garlic. Now, alva bishatosh and gedalim b'venegdom, although he's tearing out the small ones from the big ones, so it's like the gemar malach of harvesting, or anything similar to like this type of activity, which is really like a weeding type, he cannot eat. Because their activity is not really the finished product, because the primary activity they're doing over here is trying to fix the big onions and the big garlic. And by the big ones that are the ones that are attached to the ground, it's not finished yet because they're still attached to the ground. So therefore, even the small ones that he's detaching, that's not really the Gemar Malacha, although it's taking out the small ones. Vins are coming to say, those who are guarding the gardens and the orchards, where they're not finishing any work over here, all they're doing is they're just watching, which is not even an activity at all of working, as we'll see in Halacha Ches. And Mechadav and anything that is attached, Kamek Shoyes, Vamed Lois, like patches of cucumbers and gourds, Sheinuch and Klal, that they don't work at all because they're not finishing any of the work here at all. Halacha Hey, now Habaydal, someone that separates, but tomorrow the dates of Agregus and the dried figs, Eino Eichel, doesn't eat when he's doing that separation. Because this work has already been finished. And it's already obligated in tithes, and he's not doing the Gemar Malacha, which is the time when you can eat from it. Let's say someone doing work with wheat or similar things, Acher She'asu, after they were made, or the Girsah should be Acher She'asar, has to be a Reish. In other words, that it already had the Gemar Malacha to be obligated in Meiser, and the owner took Meiser. Kugon She'scharan, let's say hiring him, Lovet Sereris, to pick out the pebbles, or to sift them, to blow on them, or to grind. In these situations, they could eat from them. What do you mean? I thought it's already finished, already took a ma'aser. Yeah, because you didn't finish the malachon l'chala. Because even though there's ma'aser that was already done, and it has to be, because it's actually davar aser of tevel, as we're going to shortly see, but it's not yet finished, because you still, once you turn it into dough, you have to take off something from it, another mitzvah, to give to the kohen that's chala. Now, aval halash, but someone who's kneading the dough, the makatav of basting, which is putting on, smearing it with the egg and so on, someone who's baking it, ein oichel, does not eat, the worker does not eat from it, because you already finished the activity even of the hafrash of the challah, which is taking the moment you make it into dough, which is before what he's doing over here. And as we said, the worker only eats from something that you did not yet finish its work, meaning l'challah and its obligation of challah, or the maisa or its obligation of maisa. But this already took a ma'aser, and you already have the obligation of challah, then it's already finished already, and therefore that's not included in the heter of eating from it anymore. Halacha Vav, nisparsu igulav, let's say his round cake of figs came apart, or his barrels opened up, or his fruits came cut up, his gourd was cut up. Now, so he hired a worker to put it back together. They can't eat from it. Why? Because this was already finished. Now just it broke apart. He has to put it back. The Gemara Malacha was already done. And therefore, Nigbul the Meister was already obligated Meister. That ain't Tevel. And therefore, it's untithed produce. And whatever's forbidden, the Torah does not give the rights to the worker to eat from it. Now, Vimlohi Din, but if he didn't notify him that it already became obligated Meister, he's looking at it, looks like something that wasn't finished yet. He didn't know it was done and then it fell apart. Then ma'aser machil, and you have to take a ma'aser and actually give him to eat, because since you hired him without specifying, he thinks that this is the beginning of the end, which is the Gemar Malacha. He doesn't realize that it was already finished, and he thinks he could eat from it. And that was his intention. Therefore, you have an obligation to actually tithe him and give him to eat from it. So to in a poil ma'aser mishal hektish. Workers don't eat from hektish. Nemek says in the pasuk, b'kedem re'echa. it says in the vineyard of your friend, that's not your friend, it's that of Hector. Halacha Zayin. So too, Schar Pailin. If he hires workers, Lasa Beneta and Revoy Shlai, to be engaged with the fruits of his tree in the fourth year, which is forbidden to be eaten. Again, something that's forbidden. The workers cannot eat from it. But if he didn't let him know this, he has to redeem it and give him to eat, because again, he didn't know. He thought it's regular fruits that he's finishing up. He's going to have the mamlok to be able to eat. And it's a liability of the employer. Halacha Ches. Hakaitza, if someone's harvesting vadash and he's threshing vazayda and he's winnowing vabayda and he's selecting vamaitzik and he's harvesting the olives vabaitza vahadayrich and he's harvesting and he's pressing on the grapes, all similar types of activities, they biblically have a right to eat because it yet hasn't yet finished its malacha, either for meiser or for challah. Halacha tes, shemir gittes, those who are guarding the presses, the wine presses, the aremos, and the piles of grain, or anything that's been detached from the ground, shadain lo nigrum lach lemeiser, that yet it has not yet finished its work for meiser, they only eat from the halachas of the country, meaning from custom, which has already been the custom, but not from biblical law. Why not? It's not yet gemar malacha, and he's doing activities related to end. The reason is because someone that's a guard is not like he's doing anything, and therefore his eating would not be biblical, because you have to be doing something. But if he did something with his body parts, whether with his hands or his feet, or even with his shoulders, then he would biblically have a right to eat from that food. Halacha Yud, what's the way that it's permitted to eat? So if he was doing work with figs, he shouldn't be eating from grapes, even if he was hired to work with both of them. When he's doing work with the grapes, he shouldn't eat from the figs. Shemek says in the pasuk, when you're in the vineyard, you can eat grapes. Of course in the vineyard you can eat grapes. Say no, in the vineyard you could only eat the grapes, not something else. If he's doing work in this vineyard, he cannot eat from another grapevine. Also, he should not eat from grapes together with something else, so that he doesn't come to eat a lot of grapes. So to he cannot eat with bread or with salt, because that'll give him an appetite to eat more. Now, but if he set up with the employer according to a limit amount that he's going to eat, then he could eat it whether with salt or whether with bread, or whatever he wants to, because he's not going to eat more than what they already made up anyway. So to us, it's forbidden for the worker to suck out the grape. You're going to eat the grape, not suck it out. So to believe, he cannot have his sons or his wife to roast the grain in fire to make it like granola, which is sweet, and he's going to eat a lot of it. Shemekah says in the pasuk, "V'chalta anavim kenafshecha," that you can eat the grapes as you desire, which anavim kemashen, you have to have the grapes as they are. Chikas was anything that's similar, that it cannot change from the actual way that it's in that form as he's doing the work. Halacha Yiralf, osla poy lechol, it's forbidden for a worker to eat mimasho oichol, what he's eating, achile gasa, an overeating type. Shemekah says in the pasuk, "Kenafshecha," like you want some echa, that you're satisfied, but not overeating. Now, moreover, however, he's allowed to hold himself back at Mekama Yafis until the good parts, the good crop, he could eat over there. He doesn't have to eat from each one a certain amount. He could wait till the good part. The Yeshla Lech Lekishus, Afilab Adina. Now, he could actually eat from the cucumbers, even a dinner's worth, or from Chasebis, or from the figs, Afilab Adina, even a dinner. Although he was hired for a ma, a silver ma, which is only a sixth of a dinner. And he could eat six times the amount of what he was hired for. Hashem says, like you want, according to you're satisfied. So even if it's more than what he was hired for. We teach people, he shouldn't be a glutton. He's going to be closing the doors in front of him because no one's going to want to hire such a person who's eating obviously more than what he's hired for. Now, if he was hired to guard four or five piles of grain of four or five different people, he shouldn't fill up his stomach from one of them. He should eat from each and every one of them according to the calculation, not to do for one person versus all the other ones. Lochid Beis talks about regarding the beginning of the work. Regarding workers that they didn't yet go crisscross by the wine or the olive press. So they could only eat grapes but not drink wine. Why? At this point, since they didn't go crisscross yet, essentially their work was only with the grapes and not with wine. But once they already were pressing in the wine press, and they already went crisscross, that's already considered as if the grape juice is already developing. Then they could actually eat from the grapes, and they could also drink from the freshly squeezed grape juice. Because they did work now with the grapes and with the wine. We're regarding personal favors of the worker. So, if the worker says, look, I'm allowed to be eating. I'm not going to give it to my wife and my kids. He says, I'm going to give a little bit from that which I took for myself to eat. I'm going to take off a little bit. I'm going to give it to the ishtiyubani and give it to my wife and my kids. Ain't shimli, we don't listen to him. The Torah only gave the right to the worker himself and not to anyone else. And I feel a nazir, even if he's a nazir who's forbidden to partake of grapes. And he was working with grapes. And he says, look, and give it to my wife and my kids. Ain't shimli, we don't listen to him. It's only for himself. If there was worker that was doing work, who the ishtiyubani babadav? The whole family was doing this, working at this plantation. Him, his wife, his sons, his non-Jewish slaves. Now the Hishnim and Balabayith, he makes up with the employer, that they're not going to eat from what they're working. Like who, like him, not them, whatever benefits they get because of that. So they can't eat based on that contractual agreement. But when we say this, that he could stipulate regarding all of their eatings, is only B'gedoylem, only the adults in that group. Because they have intelligence, and they're pardoning it. They're okay with what he's making up with the contract. Regarding minors, they don't have intelligence and they cannot be meichel, they cannot pardon. He cannot make up for those minors that they're not going to eat because they're not eating from their fathers, these sons, and or from their masters if they're slaves. They're eating from heaven. The Torah does not give a right to the father, to the master. It's going straight to the worker, and therefore they cannot make up regarding the eating of the minor to like swap it for something else because he doesn't have intelligence to be meichel to get something else, and that's coming from Shemayim, and therefore in that case the child will still be able to get and eat the food.